This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
F1 Academy is back racing this weekend for the second round of the 2024 season. So let's talk about the upcoming weekend news and predictions. Welcome back to Formula Talk. My name is Sophia, and it's just me today. We'll be talking about round two out of the seven that's on the 2024 F1 Academy calendar, this time taking place in the US of A of Miami, Florida. But before we get into this episode, we must thank our sponsor, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and the NHL playoff. Give the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow all your favorite teams, and get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on all of the action. And remember to use our code BELIEVE, that is BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And also make sure you're following us on all social media channels at Grid Talk UK to stay up to date with this show, Formula Talk, and also our sister show, which is Grid Talk, covering everything F1 related. So let's talk about F1 Academy. There was a bit of testing that took place a little bit before, a couple weeks ago in Zandvoort, where Abbey Pulling was able to top the two-day sessions with the tricky and wet weather conditions. Not much news really though available compared to what we received in Formula 2 and Formula 3, but it seemed to be an overall good weekend for most of the drivers. As mentioned, it was wet and tricky conditions. Half of the days it was raining, so they were using very much all the tire compounds available. There was also some drivers who are not currently racing in F1 Academy, but are potentials for the wildcard entries, and we'll be discussing that a little bit later in this episode. So let's look at round two. The format is slightly different compared to the first round. This is obviously due to F1 Academy being the only support race that is taking place alongside the F1 weekend of schedule. So there's actually two free practices taking place on the Friday, a single qualifying on the Saturday, where the top two fastest times for each of the drivers will dictate the two races. One of the races taking place on Saturday, and the other one taking place on Sunday. Both the races are 13 laps around the 5.4 kilometer circuit. And then looking at timings, the free practice is 40 minutes each, and then qualifying is 30 minutes. And then even though I did say 13 laps, it is also in the 30-minute race window, which, knowing how Miami is, there might be a few red flags and a few session stops because of how narrow that track is, and especially because it is the first time F1 Academy is racing there. And so anything could happen. With F1 Academy's calendar this season, I believe almost half of the races are on new tracks, so they're relying heavily on the sim for this season. So I'm excited to watch. Even though Miami gets a lot of hate in the F1 calendar, it still can produce a really good race weekend and some interesting outcomes taking place. So for the starting grids of the races, as mentioned, obviously qualifying, it is one single qualifying, but dictates two different races. The fastest time in qualifying will set the grid for race one, and then the second time will set the grid for race two. To remind you as well, for points, pole gets 2 points each. So if a driver takes the fastest in race one, but then also does not take the fastest in race two, different drivers will get 2 points each. Top 10, similar to F1, will get awarded points in the race. So 25, 18, 15, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, and then 1. So pretty much the exact same as F1. And then the fastest lap.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also gets the additional 1 point if they finish in the top 10. So a bit of news. Jessica Edgar was one of the drivers that was actually only sponsored by F1 Academy. However, last week it was announced that American Express will be an official partner of the F1 Academy season and would be represented by the British driver in the 17 car for road and motorsport. She will have an American Express livery and a American Express racing suit. I was hoping for like a metallic, like a gold, a platinum car, but it looks to be, according to the images I've seen in the press release, it is a blue car. Which, again, that kind of makes sense, but I wanted it to be nice and shiny, like how sometimes those American Express cards are. And as well, for F1 Academy this season, there's a single wild card entry for each of the rounds. We had it, obviously, in Jeddah, and it was announced today, which I'm recording this episode on the 30th of April, that American driver Courtney Crown will be racing for the wild card entry. She is backed by Prema. And the sponsor of her car is the shopping website called QVC. Prema will still include the three drivers in the race weekend, but as an additional obligation, due to winning last season, they are providing the card support for the wildcard entries this year. The wildcard entries are based for drivers to promote regional talent and show young women in all race locations that it is a clear pathway into the sport. Crown is a 23-year-old based in California with a background in sprint cars, LMP3 prototypes, speedway motorcycles, and most recently, the Lamborghini Super Tifero discipline. Looking at the current standings after the first round, Abby Pulling takes the lead after the penalties that Dorian Penn received in the first round. You can listen to the Formula Talk Jeddah review in our catalog, where we discuss that first round race weekend. Pulling, as mentioned, leads the championship. She has 44 points ahead of Ferrari-backed driver Mayuan with 33 points and Dorian Penn rounding out the top three, creating a comfortable gap with 32 points ahead of P4, which only has 18. So, predictions. I mean, I was quite correct, and you can watch back. I have my spreadsheet and all. I was quite chuffed that I actually did quite well in my predictions for round one, so I'm hoping it's going to be the same for round two. So my predictions for the Miami Grand Prix for F1 Academy taking place this weekend is Pin once again will take pole for both of the races. And then the podium for race one, it will be Pin, then Abby Poehling, and then Nerea Marti rounding out the top three. And then for race two, I think Abby Poehling will take the top spot. Pin will take P2, and Jessica Edgar will take the third spot on the podium. But let me know what your predictions are in the comments of this show or on social media at Grid Talk UK. But yeah, quick episode to preview F1 Academy. Formula Talk Season 2 is available on YouTube where episodes are posted. Just search Formula Talk on YouTube to keep up with our 2024 season. If you've been a listener to our show, you know that we are the sister show of Grid Talk. We're discussing everything F1 related. You can find our back catalog and their episodes on Amazon Fire, Spotify, Pocket Casts, Apple Music, Verbal, and Pocket Casts, and YouTube as well. Just search Grid Talk to find all the episodes. Please consider supporting the channel on Patreon so we can get mics, lights, and better recording equipment. And again, make sure you're subscribed so you're the first to know when each new episode is released. We'll be back soon with plenty more content where we will be reviewing the Miami Grand Prix for F1 Academy and potentially previewing some of the information that's coming out about F2 and F3 are racing in Imola next month. Thank you very much for listening to Formula Talk presented by Bet Online. Goodbye.